Random House Audio presents Beyond Bin Laden, America and the Future of Terror, edited by John Meacham, read for you by Eric Conger and Gail Humphrey. The World After Bin Laden by John Meacham. To begin at the beginning, it was a good day for flying, that bright blue early autumn morning a decade ago. American Airlines Flight 11, nonstop from Boston to Los Angeles, took off at 7:59 a.m. Eastern Time. A passenger named Mohammed Atta was in business class, in seat 8D. Within 15 minutes, the jet had reached 26,000 feet. About 16 seconds later, air traffic control in Boston issued a routine directive to the pilots to head up to 35,000 feet. No one replied. Flight 11 had gone dark. Reports of what happened between 8:14 and 8:46, painstakingly reconstructed by the 9/11 Commission, come from flight attendants who called the ground as the hijacking unfolded. There were stabbings and the spraying of mace, the taking of the cockpit, and Atta's assumption of the controls. As the plane headed toward New York, officials on the ground thought the hijackers might be bound for Kennedy Airport. The rest of the story is in the words of Madeline Amy Sweeney, one of the flight attendants still on a phone line. "Something is wrong. We're in a rapid descent. We're all over the place." It was about 8:44. "We're flying low. We're flying very, very low. We're flying way too low." A pause, then, "Oh my God, we are way too low." American Flight 11 struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center at 8:46:40, and the world changed. Oh my God.